Holy crap, after 20 years, she's stepping aside. 20 years of booking rock bands. The Ridgefield Playhouse, she is stepping aside. Allie, with the Ridgefield Playhouse on. Holy cow.
Wow.
You already stepped aside?
You never believed me. Well, yeah. I mean, I haven't. My official. So right now I'm executive director emeritus, which sounds very fancy.
Wow.
But it just means that I'm still there in an advisory role. But I'm, like, letting them do their thing. So if you see something you don't like, it's on me. No.
Their disclaimer.
Yeah, they're doing a great job. So Ashley and Jared have taken over. They are co-managing directors. And, see, they needed two people to take over one.
That seems like it's a recipe for trouble.
Yeah,
two people.
Yeah, no, they work together great. And the reason being is because I did both sides, right? So I did all the creative. I did all the booking and oversaw marketing and every, you know, dealt with the tour managers, everything to do with production. But I also oversaw the development and box office and day-to-day and everything else.
Oh,
really,
that is two different jobs.
Yeah.
It is. It's two different sides of the brain, really. I mean, and Ashley is amazing with the management side of things. I mean, she really is. I've actually learned a lot from her watching her. And then Jared is great. He's been with me forever. He started at the Playhouse, left, went on to do stuff in the agency side of things, and then came back, and he gets it. He, I mean, if you look at the bookings, they're great bookings. They're things I would definitely do. Some of the things that I would never have thought of doing that he's coming up with, that's really creative.
That's great.
Yeah. So it's great because it's not exactly how I would do it. Right. And after 20 years, it's nice to have a different perspective, and their perspectives are right. It's not like it's a different perspective.
All right. You don't have to sell us.
All right, this guy wants to, I'm just saying,
it's going to be great.
Listen, it's a big deal for me. It's a big deal for me because I was like, yeah, I'm going. And it took me 10 years to get to this point.
This guy wants to pay the artists.
That's why I didn't believe you, because you've been saying it for 10, 11 years.
Yeah, it's like Boy Who Cried Wolf.
My 10-year anniversary is when I started this whole thing.
Wow.
Of I'm going to start my out plan, and it took 10 years to get here.
Gotcha.
Because I don't trust people easily, you know, to do what I did.
No.
So it took a long time.
It was a passion you have.
So after 20 years of booking rock bands, who asked for some of the weirder writer items?
You could tell us.
So I did come up with my top five. I came up with my top five. I could have probably done top 10, but I figured, you know, we don't want to embarrass everybody that we've ever booked over the years.
Sure you do.
So I could tell you, you want me to tell you what my top five rider, all-time rider things are?
In order? Let's start with five.
Yeah, countdown.
Okay, so five would be, and I started from the best ever. So, and when I say best, I mean like the most absurd.
Okay.
So the first number five is Art Garfunkel, who we had to have on per his rider, a person who would just be there to iron his shirt. And so we had to have a shirt ironer. And the reason that this is so absurd and insane is because the first year we ever had him, I had my cleaning lady come and do it. Like, that's how I would do stuff. I'd be like, all right, Teresa, you come. You're gonna iron Art Garfunkel's shirt.
Right. Concepción trabajo.
And Teresa came and she ironed it, like, and he was like, there's a wrinkle right there. Went back. Literally five times the woman ironed the shirt until he looked at it and he was like, okay, now I'll put it on.
Wow. That's why he needed a person for that, because he knew it was going to go back multiple times.
Wow.
Exactly. But then the kicker is then he puts a jacket over it, and you never even see the shirt during the whole show. He wears a jacket over it.
That's when he ironed his head.
Looks like someone already did it.
Right.
Wow, that is.
He has the sound of the wrinkles.
You know, he is. I got great Art Garfunkel. We could do a whole half hour on Art Garfunkel.
Was he scared of your dog, too?
No, he didn't want. He didn't like the dog.
He scared of my dog. He hated dogs, yeah.
Okay.
He hated dogs.
How can you hate Charlie?
Yeah.
Or any dog.
And Charlie was a puppy at that point.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was crazy. Yeah, I'm telling you.
You can see why Paul Simon said, you know what? I'll be over here writing hits.
Yeah.
You could be over there with your shirt.
Yeah, go be a weird wrinkle boy.
Having said that, Having said that, he still is a creative genius, and he, because, you know, they're weird sometimes, these creative geniuses.
Is he a creative genius, or does he have a beautiful voice?
I mean, he has both. I mean, he's got an incredibly beautiful voice, but he also has written some great songs.
Did he write any of those songs, Simon and Garfunkel songs?
I think he did. I think he wrote Bridge Over Troubled Waters, I believe. And,
okay.
You know, he's very good.
Did he write that? Phil, can you look that up?
Yeah, look it up.
No, I think it's like a Lennon McCartney kind of thing.
Yeah.
It could have been. Could have been that he co-wrote a lot of it. All right, ready for number four?
No, I don't want to move from Art Garfunkel yet. I have a feeling there's a box of treasures here.
Yeah, right.
So the dog, the shirt.
Right.
I mean, a guy with those two things, there's more.
How is he with food?
Yes, there is.
He sounds like a picky person.
Food, he was, you don't really know because we got food for the entire entourage. So, like, I'm not sure exactly what he ate, what they ate. But one thing that people weren't allowed to do was get up and go to the bathroom during his songs.
Oh.
Like, nobody could leave the theater. You couldn't even open the doors that go into the lobby. Like, everything had to be, like, shut.
How do you pee then?
How do you tell the audience that?
Have to tell them ahead of time that if you need to pee, you go now because you can't leave in the middle.
Oh, wow.
Right. And we have to make.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You gotta go now.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Otherwise, it'd be a bridge over troubled waters.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
Wow.
And then on the other side of it, so you're not letting any late arrivals cannot go in.
Yeah, your ass is out.
You're done.
Yeah.
That's right.
Was there an intermission in the show?
There was an intermission.
Okay, so you could come in.
Late, we would,
right.
And we brought them up to the balcony so that they could just kind of watch from the balcony because we figured
man.
He's not going to see that.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Is he married?
Crazy.
He seems like he's too high maintenance.
He is married.
Wow.
Is he?
Wow. To a very patient
he's
one,
married,
apparently.
His wife is lovely, by the way.
I guess you'd have to be.
Yeah, she's his money. That's why.
She definitely doesn't iron her shirt.
Yeah.
That's why he has
it. They have a really nice boy who's also musically inclined.
Right.
And, I mean, he's just nuts. He's just nuts. You just have to be able to deal with the nutty, I guess.
Yeah.
What'd you find out, Phil?
It looks like Paul Simon wrote the songs.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, whatever, Phil.
So Garfunkel.
I was asked to do that, Allison. I'm sorry.
Garfunkel means coattail writer.
I'm kidding. I don't care. It's fine.
I mean, that's the...
He has a writing credit on the Scarborough Fair.
Fair. Ugh.
All right. No,
it's Paul Simon.
There you go. It was close.
So Paul Simon brings him in to, like, do all these crazy highs and stuff, and he's a royal pain in the ass. Paul Simon's like, you know what? I don't really need crazy high notes.
Yeah, I'll have somebody else sing the high parts. We're good.
I don't even think he did.
Yeah.
Kodachrome, there's no high...
Yeah, no. Yeah.
He didn't bring anyone. He was like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
50 ways? No.
Yeah, yeah. I'm good. I'll be over here.
Right.
Me and Julio down by...
Graceland?
Me and Julio. Right. And you're not Julio.
I'll just whistle that part.
That's right. I'll just whistle.
Right. I'm not even a good whistler, just to keep you out of here.
You know what would be hysterical with him is to, like, wrinkle the hell out of a shirt. Starch it so it stays wrinkled on the hanger, and then just leave it on the hanger. Like, here's your shirt.
Right.
I can't even see. I can't even put this. on his solo records, it doesn't look like he's written a lot of the songs.
Looks like a playing card on stage.
Phil, calm down, Phil. Nobody asked you to look that up.
No, I'm curious now. That's all.
Just like you're harsh in his gig.
Allie with the Richfield Playhouse is on. We're talking about, and she's stepping aside after 20 years booking rock bands there, and she has seen it all in terms of concert writer items.
See why?
And we're doing her top five. We started with Art Garfunkel. We have not moved.
No. This is too deep.
This one is just too fun.
Yep.
It's too fun.
We also can't have any lights in the lobby, so we have a new lobby, which is much bigger,
beautiful,
it's easier to keep it dark. But when it was small... The light. We would have to cover the concession stand because the light from the concession stand, he could see through the crack in the door.
Was he a vampire?
Wow.
And he can't have any light coming through the doors.
God.
Can you imagine?
Because he's a lot.
Right. That's a lot.
They call him Garfunkel's pain in the ass was taken, apparently.
There are stand-up comedians who do sets during dinner, and there's waitresses taking drink orders.
There's a
and
ton
there's
of distractions.
Plates moving.
Yeah.
And you listen to a rat...
Forks clanging.
Clanging.
People go to the bathroom.
People drop a glass.
Yeah.
You hear the Rat Pack live from Vegas. You get that disc.
Yeah.
And you'll hear just there's all this whole world going on
commotion.
While they're doing their show. It's... Yeah.
Yes. It's called just perform.
He sounds like he should be a golfer with like how quiet he needs it. Like he needs
Seriously.
Someone walking around with a sign like quiet.
Quiet please.
Quiet please.
Quiet please.
That's really that's an attention whore.
Yeah, it really
like,
is.
You can't
it's
really
all about me!
We all have to be 100% focused on
right.
So he must have some kind of a cell phone rule now.
Right?
Yeah. I'm sure.
Oh,
I'm
light
sure.
From
yeah,
cell phone.
Light
yeah.
from cell
no
phone.
Pictures, no video. Put your cell phone away. Turn it off. Yeah, all of that.
Then we stop breathing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I want to go now and be front row and be on my phone and doing selfies.
Open a door.
Like... Unwrap candy.
Top four oddest concert writer items that Allie has seen in the 20-plus years she's been booking bands at the Richfield Playhouse. We're on number four.
Right.
Yeah.
So this one was more of a joke, but it was one of the first riders I got because it was early on back in like 04. I booked Leo Kottke.
Who's that?
And his Leo Kottke.
Yeah.
Oh, he's great. He's a like a songwriter and he's a great musician.
Is he Kottke?
Sounds like a maid once.
No, he's really good. He's really good. He
has a sister named Ima, right?
Huge.
Anita. Anita Kottke.
I made a.
Okay, we're done
oh
being 12.
God.
Go ahead.
Oh, come on. It's
fun. Done being 12. He's actually done stuff with what's his name, Keith Richards and a bunch of other people. You would.
Oh, so he's a deal.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he's like one of those amazing behind the scenes.
Richard
like,
and Kottke,
you know.
Right.
But he had as his first two things on his rider, a white padded cell and signed picture of Christie Brinkley.
Oh,
which is funny.
Wow.
Like he's doing it because he's as his way of making fun of riders. Like he's known in the industry for basically he drives himself. He has no tour manager. You don't advance the show with anyone other than him.
Okay.
Throws his guitars in his truck, shows up at the venue. So it's like he thinks that riders are ridiculous.
And proved
so he,
it.
That's why he puts that in there, because you always ask, what's, you know, send me your hospitality rider. So he sends it, and that's like what it has on it.
Wow.
A padded cell and Christie Brinkley. So that's one of my all-time favorites, because I was like, that's hysterical. And I actually went out, got a picture of Christie Brinkley, and signed it.
Of course you did. You had to.
You got to.
You have to, yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was funny. You ready for number three?
Yes.
Okay. Number three, we just had her, Amy Schumer, who asked for, well, didn't ask, insisted, required a $800 bottle of wine for her wine cellar and toy trucks for her son.
Oh. Really? So for Christmas shopping, basically.
And that was, and we had to do it. We were like, okay, well, can we just give you a really good bottle? They're like, nope, has to be $800 or more.
Wow.
We're like, huh? Okay.
Huh. All right,
that's
easy.
Very specific.
You take an $8 bottle and add two zeros to it. Then that's $800.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
So that was, you know, sometimes you get people that are just like, this is what I need. This
right.
is what I want.
Greedy.
I don't want any, I don't need you to get me food. I just want you to get me a bottle of wine for my wine cellar.
So when someone says they want $800 in wine, do they still get food?
So it depends, right? So it's Amy Schumer and it's like, it's just her. There's no entourage. There's no band.
Yeah.
So quite honestly, if they wanted something, they wound up getting their own stuff from a restaurant. But if they had wanted it, then sure, of course, we would have gotten her something.
Right.
But I did have back in the day, I had Dionne Warwick, and she had on her thing two bottles of Cristal. And when I advanced it with her, who was her, it's her niece who was the tour manager, who was a nightmare. And I said to her, basically, you can have your Cristal or you can have food. You pick one.
Nice.
I'm not getting
You're not getting everything.
Nice.
How much is a bottle of Cristal?
How much is it? Like $200. So, you know, maybe now, that was back then. Maybe it's more now. Maybe it's $250. But they had it on the bus. Like, they had bottles and bottles of Cristal on the tour bus. So they wound up having their, they didn't need
from,
it.
From all the venues.
Wasn't she part of a psychic, like a psychic's friends network?
Yeah.
Yeah. She should have saw it coming.
I forgot about that. Yeah. So anyway, but it's a great show, and she's, you know, fun to work with. It was just, they, you know, you advance it with these tour managers half the time, and they're like, this is what we need. And it's what they want, you know.
Yeah. Isn't it easier to just say, how about if I give you a check for $800 so I don't have to go out and find an $800 bottle of wine?
Right.
So what we actually did is we have, we work with a lot of wine companies through our bar. So we have a lot of distributors. We had a distributor who got us an $800 bottle of wine, and we only had to pay $600 for it through the distributor.
Nice.
So there you go.
There you save the $200 for the bottle of Cristal.
Always finding a way. Always finding a way to get it done.
Bentley with the Richfield Playhouse is on. We're going through the oddest concert rider items. We're on number two now.
Number two.
All right. So number two is Rufus Wainwright. And this is one of my all-time faves, although it has since come off of his rider. I'm sure he got a lot of complaints. But back in the day when I first booked him, first two times it was on his rider. First couple of things are orchids and hardcore gay porn.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Where
are you going to find orchids?
And when I advanced the show, I said to the tour manager, oh, that's really funny, because sometimes they'll put stuff on there, you know, like the padded cell.
Just to make sure you catch
it. Yeah.
See if you're reading it.
So I was like, oh, that's so funny. He's like, no, those are real and probably the two most important things because it'll put him in a good mood. Wow. He walks in and sees orchids and, you know, porn magazines.
Right.
And nobody from my staff would go get, you know, so there's a place in Danbury.
The new guy gets it. Here, wear this mustache and glasses. Don't worry about it.
You're at the counter. I'm doing this for an artist playing at our theater.
It's for a friend.
It's not for me.
Sure it is.
And I actually went and did it because nobody else would do it. And
nice. Like, they think you're really cool now.
I could care less. So I explained to her what it was, and she said, "You're going to want the triple pack here. This is the best." And I'm like, "Great,
the triple pack.
That's the name of the package, right?"
I don't think I want the movie entitled Triple Pack.
I'm good. Yeah.
All right, we have time for one more.
All right, well, that leaves me with my number one best all time is Pete Davidson's rider, which consists of drugs and cash. I mean, you don't get much better than that.
Yeah.
But he basically has an extra large T-shirt from local fire department, a pack of raw rolling papers, one herb grinder, a quarter ounce of marijuana, and then he puts in parentheses, if it's legal.
Nice.
$2,500 in cash, one toothbrush, one toothpaste, American Spirit cigarettes, thick lighters, an ashtray, and a bucket of Heineken, a bottle of Patron, and two bottles of Casamigos.
No potato chips?
That actually sounds like a fun backstage.
It does.
What guy smokes weed and doesn't want friggin' Doritos?
Now I know why all these hot women want to date him.
Well,
it's just a good time.
He's lit.
So, all right, we're up against the clock here, and we decided during the break there that we're going to continue to have Allie on.
Yes, always.
She's a great face for the Ridgefield
Player. You're going nowhere.
Sorry, you thought you were going to get away.
Right, no, we drink
not completely.
In. Nope.
Ha-ha!
No, I love you guys. It'll be tons of fun. Well, I'll check in every once in a while for sure.
Yeah, awesome. Absolutely. We'll have a great Thanksgiving and holiday season, and we'll talk to you soon. And by the way, thank you for all of the toy drives and other events that you helped us get great talent and helped us raise money for kids. We appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, guys, and have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.